don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This hump day Wednesday, July 15th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This segment brought to you by Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Really excited. They are having a 4th of July sale in celebration of our country's 250th birthday that's lasting the entire month of July. Everything on the lot is discounted. They have deals of the week. They've got all kinds of things happening. The entire month of July, you can get special financing, special pricing, $500 gift card for gas if you're a veteran, $250 gas card with every purchase if you're not a veteran, and the ability to take the trailer, the travel trailer, the camper, whatever it is that you're getting, immediately picked up right there at their dealership in Gaylord. This one I'm really excited about is this little hideout. And what's so good about it that I'm excited about is that this particular unit is a perfect, perfect guest bedroom that you can have at your home, in your driveway, side of your garage, whatever. You can plug it in with a 110 outlet. Powers this entire unit. Most of the lighting inside is LED lighting. Bed, kitchen, eating space, bathroom for $4 a day. And the great thing about this little travel trailer, it can be hauled with any vehicle. I mean, literally any vehicle. Small car, small SUV, small pickup would handle it no problem at all. Comes with an electric jack stand. You don't have to crank anything. Propane for your heat. You can even run the refrigerator on the propane. This unit is awesome. All you have to do is call them. Say, I heard Trucker Randy talking about it. I'd like to come over and see this hideout BT-120. Phone number over at Northern Michigan RV, 989-448-8700. Now, what I recommend you do, go out to your vehicle, get your registration or proof of insurance, find your VIN number, give Tony salespeople a call, 989-448-8700, give them the VIN number of the vehicle you currently own. You don't have to go out and buy another vehicle. You can tow most of their inventory with what you have already. But if you give them the VIN number ahead of time, not only will they show you this cute little hideout for $129 a month, but they'll show you all the other inventory that your vehicle can pull as well. This is going to be absolutely the best way for you to purchase a camper, travel trailer, have a guest bedroom on driveway for your guest, and to be able to take to Florida, Arizona, California this winter. Get out of here for a couple of weeks. Get a start on your suntan for next year. Don't have to stay in hotel rooms. Short break. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. President Donald Trump's endorsements. Well, it has taken effect down in the 10th Congressional District, where Congressman John James is not running for re-election. He's running for governor. One of the people that got into this race early on, once it was announced John James was going to run for governor, Sterling Heights Republican Robert Lugeri announced back last summer that he was going to run for the 10th Congressional District while raising over $700,000 for his campaign. That's a lot of money. Suspended his campaign yesterday, calling President Donald Trump's endorsement of Oakland County Sheriff's son Mike Burchard Jr. in the primary was very hurtful and unsettling. On an 8-minute video suspending his campaign, Lugeri said, "I believe respectfully that President Trump endorsed the wrong guy. We were the MAGA guy, Make America Great Again. We were the American First candidate. We were the grassroots candidate. And it's very unsettling and upsetting that an endorsement was made in the opposite direction." Lugeri went on to say that he believes President Trump endorsed Burchard because he's the son of popular Oakland County Sheriff Michael Burchard. The president endorsed him, Jr., on June 22nd, which was about 3 days before absentee ballots officially started getting mailed out. Multiple Republicans in the Macomb County area saw Lugeri as building an exciting grassroots following. Meanwhile, Burchard Jr., at the start of the election cycle, was wrapping up his deployment with the U.S. Army serving in the Middle East. More recently, however, some in local Republican circles started worrying about Lugeri's camp being hostile toward Burchard's campaign and others. For instance, Lugeri held a June 19th primary forum with a vocal camp of audience members backing him. He scrutinized Burchard's family with Birmingham area ties for growing up with basically everything handed to him and being part of a political insiders group. Lugeri said, "I'm a blue-collar person. I was raised in a blue-collar family. I was raised on paycheck to paycheck. As an adult working as an assistant prosecutor in Macomb County, I actually live paycheck to paycheck. Everyone in this community, I believe, lives that way too. And these are the people I wanted to go to Washington to fight for." He described his campaign as being backed by the Albanian American community. Fundraisers were hosted for him outside of Michigan, in Florida, Connecticut, New York, Texas, and California, because they wanted the first Albanian American to be walking in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. Lugeri told donors to reach out to him if they wanted their contribution back, but he did add that he will run again for office. "I believe in public service. But again, I'm not a multimillionaire, and my daddy isn't a well-known popular county sheriff." While also running in the southern Macomb County seat, which includes not only Macomb County, but Rochester and Rochester Hills, is a lawyer, Justin Kirk, and an Army combat veteran, Stephen Deptropolis running on the Republican side. As far as the Democrats, Christine Hines of Warren, who tried to run for Macomb County prosecutor back in 2024 and lost to Lugeri's current Macomb County prosecutor, Peter Lucido. Also on the Democrat side, Eric Chung. He's a lawyer for the Biden era's Department of Commerce. And past Pontiac Mayor, State Representative Tim Grimo. He's running on the Democrat side. I believe on August 4th primary, of course, Michael Bouchard Jr. will win the Republican nomination and former state rep Tim Grimo will win the Democrat. And they'll face off on the November 3rd general election. But again, President Donald Trump's endorsement knocked out a good candidate. Somebody who had major support within the community and even outside the state of Michigan. And let's face it, he wanted to be the first Albanian American to serve in Congress. I did not know that. Interesting. Another story out of Lansing. Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Several of their programs are expected to get about $208 million out of nearly $1.6 billion that's headed to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Out of the $208 million, there are 135 projects that will be getting a combined $125.3 million of that money that's been specifically targeted by the legislature. Funding for these items, $2 million for the Detroit Auto Show. Why? Why is the Detroit Auto Show getting $2 million of our taxpayer money? Why is that? They sell tickets for people to go to the auto show at Cobo Hall, TCF Center, Huntington Place, whatever the heck it's called now. Why are they getting $2 million? For what? $70,000 is going to the Holland Tulip Time Festival. Again, they sell tickets for people to go to the festival. Various other municipalities, nonprofits, schools, museums, and colleges for various infrastructure and program funding. Now, this one I have a real problem with, and I don't understand why they get our taxpayer dollars. The largest amount of the grant from this fund is $6 million going to the Jewish Federation of Detroit. Jewish Federation of Detroit. A religious organization getting $6 million. The smallest amount is $20,000 going to an Elks Lodge in Saginaw County. Unbelievable. Well, the tourism campaign known as Pure Michigan, which is run by the MEDC, will see ongoing funding removed and replaced with a $9 million one-time appropriation. One time. Here's $9 million. And an additional $2 million that will be added to help bring conventions and popular events to the state of Michigan. Overall, the amount being given to the MEDC for Pure Michigan, about $8 million was reduced from the program's previous budget just last year. MEDC will also be getting $68.2 million in one-time funding for small business development, community growth, and entrepreneurship support. And only $75 million is going to be deposited into the 21st Century's Jobs Trust Fund. $68.2 million is being split into three parts. $30 million for small business development grants, loans, and investments. $28.6 million for community revitalization and placemaking. And $9.7 million for entrepreneurship across the state. The MEDC Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation is actually going to get $500,000 less from the budget, but still ends up at $3.5 million. Overall, Labor Economic Opportunity Department says they will be getting six more full-time employees. They're growing the agency. The unemployment organization known as Michigan Works will be getting an extra $10 million in the budget from the state to help absorb some of the workload that will be required to provide employees for the new Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP workforce requirements to be overseen and to be administered. The biggest individual office hit in Leo would be the Unemployment Insurance Agency, which would see a $95 million reduction to their budget. Workforce development programs are also seeing an $80 million reduction, but the Going Pro Workforce program is getting $14.5 million in one-time funding. Folks, you hear where all of this $1.6 billion is going? This is money of ours, taxpayer dollars, that is going to something a certain agency, bureaucratic department that's not even in our Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution can you see or find the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Nowhere. And it's headed to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. That's the actual department that the MEDC operates out of. Unbelievable. We need an audit, folks, of our state spending. It's that simple. I believe Perry Johnson's the only guy that can do it. I'm voting for him. Vicky's voting for him. A lot of you are. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell everybody you know. Vote for Perry Johnson on August 4th in the primary to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. But I'm the Aaron Newsbreak. Hour number two, we'll be right back.